Welcome to another eBizQ podcast.
Hello, this is eBizQ's Peter Schoaf, and today I have the pleasure of speaking with Brian Gentile, President and CEO of Jaspersoft. And today we're going to discuss something that's become pretty much a big issue, is business intelligence, and basically cover what the latest and greatest in business intelligence. So Brian, first of all, thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me, Peter. It'll be fun.
Now, what is the current state of open source BI?
I think several things mark the current state of open source BI. Number one would be high growth and solving mostly new customer problems that high growth is creating. We're disrupting through both an innovative business model and an innovative and disruptive set of technology. So that helps quite a lot find some new customer problems to solve. The second is that it's becoming more mainstream. Open source business intelligence now is pretty widely accepted. In fact, I would even say that we're seeing what's referred to as type B customers, those who are less interested in high-risk IT projects. They follow the type A customers who sort of cut the early adoption. So type B customers now are finding their way to Jaspersoft and open source BI in bigger numbers. I think that's an interesting sign of a mainstream approach. The third is it's maturing as a product set. We're seeing the features and capabilities of open source BI now approaching the aged proprietary vendors that have been available for two decades. And there are some capabilities available in Jaspersoft and open source BI that are not really possible for those old vendors. So we're indeed solving those new problems. And then the last thing I'll say as part of this new problem set is that open source BI in its current state is following this new network-centric IT stack that's so quickly emerging. It's going to have an enormous impact on the future of computing. And open source BI is much better suited at solving these new problems that are more network-centric than the old world.
Interesting. Now, I myself have been hearing a lot about this new data stack. Can you elaborate on what this is, this new data stack?
Yeah, I will. As many of those who forecast these major trends and changes, you know, those in the analyst community and consultants and futurists and so on, they're now properly talking about this new network-centric IT stack that's really quickly replacing the old data center-centric stack of the past. The differences in these architectures and the philosophies that underlie them are remarkable, and the solutions that are going to come from the new network-centric world are really quite different from those that preceded it. I'll give you some small examples, if you wish. And the idea is that the architecture of the past was based primarily on closed and proprietary techniques. And now open standards and open source-based techniques are far more popular. In the past, the endpoint, the expected business intelligence endpoint, was a desktop computer, probably with a fixed IP address. Today, it's little more than a thin client or a browser on any one of a number of different types of devices. The user type of the past was always a knowledgeable power user. Today, it's an end user, or almost anyone who needs better business insight, and the expectation is the data is going to come to them in a format that they can readily use. In the past, the data had to be structured and relational, most likely. Today, it can be practically anything and in almost any format, and it needs to be put into a format made to be able to be able to be consumed in some sort of analytic format that delivers business insight. The timeline of the past was always looking at data and determining what happened in the business. And today it's very much about what's happening or what's going to happen in the business. So it really shifts the curve about what the analytic and BI tool must do. The new network-centric stack emphasizes scaling out instead of scaling up like the data center-centric stack of the past. Scaling up in the past meant adding more direct CPU capabilities into a fixed hardware device, and directly attached storage and memory and so on. And scaling out means using blade-like approaches in the cloud, perhaps, to access memory services and network-attached storage and web-based software services that maybe don't even know about one another at the time the application is originally installed. So scaling out is now, you know, the new black, is my joke, because it really is important. You know, I could go on and on, but there are so many differences between this new network-centric future. Maybe one of the most important, and the last one I'll point out, is that the deployment methods need to be incredibly agile in this network-centric future. Might be on-premises, might be virtualized, might be in a SaaS-based multi-tenant deployment, or it might be completely consumed in the cloud. And many times, in many cases, customers don't know that. Those who are building and deploying BI projects want the agility to start in one deployment mechanism and move to another. And so ultimately, the architectures and the deployment types are going to have to solve for this new network-centric future. In a nutshell, this is the new network-centric stack that's coming along so quickly.
Well, agility definitely is key. Now, you've touched upon it, you know, from the cloud to virtualization. We're in the midst of another big IT revolution. Exactly how has all of this cloud stuff affected both BI and your company, Jaspersoft?
Yeah, I think it's had a big effect. The possibilities for using business intelligence in the cloud are growing every day. The types of users and customers who wish to use the scalability and the instant on low or no infrastructure capabilities of the cloud are growing every moment. I'm thrilled that we've been in the cloud for 3.5 years. We've just surpassed our 100th cloud customer. And so I feel like we have a really solid front row seat into what's going on in business intelligence in the cloud. And I can tell you firsthand that the costs are incredibly low. The ability to quickly get up and running with a BI solution in the cloud that solves some sort of business problem is better than ever. The cloud provides a great environment for deploying a business intelligence solution that actually solves a problem versus the SaaS-based horizontal platforms that were attempted to be hosted in the cloud for the past few years that are not gaining any traction because they really don't solve a business problem. I think the cloud gives us a platform, a deployment environment to both host a scalable BI stack and solve a domain-specific or functionally specific business problem through the use of systems integrators and software development partners who actually take the BI stack and build it out into something that is formidable. So the combination of platform and partnerships hosted in the cloud is going to solve many more BI problems than we've seen in the old on-premises past.
Now, would you say with this current shift, are we going to see another new BI war?
You know, I think we are. I think we're in the midst of it at the moment. The BI platform war that was based on the old data center-centric stack is over. And in fact, I would congratulate the winners heartily. They are the known mega vendors, SAP with Business Objects, IBM with Cognos, Oracle with everyone else, including Hyperion and Brio and Siebel and all the acquisitions they've made. Those guys gained the greatest market share, the greatest mass and success by following those old rules of the data center-centric stack. But now that landscape has dramatically shifted, and the new network-centric stack is changing everything. The new BI platform battle then has just begun, and the winner will most assuredly not be from those old players. Of course, I'm going to assert that Jaspersoft will be the winner of this new IT stack war because of the disruption we're causing with both our business model and our platform and product architecture. And I suppose my most compelling testimony to that end comes from the fact that we're now the most widely used BI software in the world, based on an even conservative estimate of production deployments around the globe. So I think this new BI war is going to be a fascinating one to be part of.
Definitely, and one that we're going to keep our eye on here at EbizQ as well. Now, let's take a look ahead, and what do you see with all the change behind us? What do you see up ahead now for BI in 2011?
Yeah, 2011 is going to introduce some very important things. I'm going to forecast that there will be three things of great importance in 2011 as a BI platform vendor, as a BI platform customer. Number one would be the even more pervasive use of a BI platform because in open source circles, the BI platform can be so easily embedded into other types of software. And indeed, the analyst firms have been projecting and continue to expect the market for embeddable BI to grow at more than twice the rate of the standalone data warehouse style business intelligence market. So pervasiveness of use will substantially expand because of the embeddable nature of the new open source BI standards. That's number one. Number two would be greater adoption of cloud-based business intelligence, which is going to fuel both new uses and new customer types. So we're going to see greater participation in full-fledged BI, dashboarding, analytics, and so on in the small to mid-market. We're going to see enterprises and their proof of concept efforts debuting, I should say, in the cloud. And even software development, the platform as a service movement, is assuredly going to include reporting and analytics as a piece of the platform in the cloud. And therefore, more and more software development will occur in the cloud and with business intelligence tools as a centerpiece. The last projection I would make for 2011 would be broader use of in-memory based analysis techniques. that are fed from high-performance analytic databases. And those analytic databases, by the way, are usually relational but columnar-oriented and probably multiprocessing or at least some other form of high-performance processing capability. That combination of in-memory analysis techniques by the BI platform combined with the analytic database that is high-performance yields the kind of performance and analytic flexibility that surpasses the traditional roll-app and mole-app environments, but at a fraction of the cost for implementation and upkeep and deployment to a much wider user base. So again, it will fuel the more pervasive needs of large enterprises. So broad use of in-memory and column-oriented analytic databases, I think, is going to be a really key thing that we'll see grow even more fully in 2011.
Excellent information. This is eBizQ's Peter Schoaf speaking with Brian Gentile of Jaspersoft. Thanks so much for the podcast today, Brian.
Thanks for having me, Peter.
This has been an eBizQ podcast.